Meanders his way up the field and gets a first down for the Pirates.
Same formation. They send three wide to the right. Shelkey in the shotgun. One man in the backfield with him. Looking to pass. Pocket's actually holding. Lets this one fly. And actually it's stripped away at the very end. And it's going to be fumbled, as they're saying it was not being passed. And it's going to be MCC ball at the 38-yard line. Josh Shelkey trying to tell the officials here that he was trying to pass the ball, and it was stripped out of his hands, and it's first down for MCC inside Higher Reach territory.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to matter. I think a hand got on the football. Josh Shelkey just not being able to find any receivers open. This time a Crusader defender gets behind him and knocks the ball loose. I can see you can make the case his arm was going forward, but doesn't matter. No instant replay here. It's going to be Crusader football and a major turnover for the Pirates.
So MCC gets the ball back practically right at the same spot at the 38-yard line. It's a hand up time. He's going off right guard and now coming around the outside. Tries to misdirect, and he gets nowhere else except for about the 35-yard line and the 2-yard gain brought down by Jason Gaffke, defensive end. He stands on the roster at 6'5", 185. That's more like about 6'3", 6'4". But regardless, it's a 2nd and 8 now for MCC.
Higher Beach definitely has some tall, athletic defensive ends with Gaffke and Oki. Those two are going to be especially important when Tommy Scott tries to kick it to the outside. Nice job by Gaffke to make him go back to the middle, and he trips him up along the way.
They send number 10 wide to the right. That's Dom Woodard. Two to the left, number 22 and 33, Blake Sanford and Zach Windsor. Tommy Scott with a handoff right through the middle, and Hybrid swarms to the ball all the way down to the 31-yard line. A 4-yard gain for Scott, brought down again by Jason Gaffke, his 2nd straight tackle, and his 2nd of the day. And it springs up a 3rd and 4.
Just a single back formation, two receivers to the left, one to the right, and just a snap and a handoff right up the middle to Tommy Scott and letting that offensive line do its work. They do a pretty decent job, but Tommy Scott not able to get free, a very minimal gain, and now 3rd and 4 coming up. We'll see if Harbor Beach can come up with another 3rd down stop and try to help their offense out.
Got out of the I formation, wing to the right. Martinez under center, hands it off to Tommy Scott. Hits him at the line, and he pushes the pile forward. It's going to be close to the first down marker at the 28-yard line, brought down by Austin Ginther. No word yet from the officials. And he might be short by about a half of a yard, and it brings up 4th down for the Crusaders.
Yeah, it's very, very close. I wouldn't be surprised if they measure, but Crusaders went for it last time. No doubt in my mind they're going to go for it this time. So 4th and less than a yard coming up for the Crusaders. Harbor Beach defense called upon again to try and force a turnover now.
Come out in the power eye to the left. Martinez under center.
Backfield. 77, Clark.
And it's a handoff right through the middle, and they actually got a quarterback keeper. He gets all the way across the 20, out to the 19-yard line, and they got the first down when they needed a yard, out to the 32. They got all the way down to the 19, a 14-yard pickup for Martinez on the keeper. And a new set of downs for MCC at Harbor Reach's 19-yard line, 7-0 MCC.
Yeah, no surprise there, but they did put 77 Jacob Holt, 6 foot, 225-pound junior, in the backfield. An offensive lineman was acting as the lead blocker, and Martinez just falls forward and gets a bunch of yards on a quarterback sneak.
Power eye to the right, and we have a flag flying on the snap. More likely going to be a false start against MCC, as it's a happy hour disco night here from Al McCall's, the first flag of the day. 7:45 left in the first half. 7-0 Crusaders over the Pirates.
And more specifically, Clark, number 62, Michael Cawley, is going to be the guilty party for the offensive line of the Crusaders. He plays tackle, a senior, and he was the pulling guard on that play, and fortunately he started that a little bit too quickly.
1st and 15 now for MCC, backed up to Higher Reach's 24-yard line. Working in between the hash marks, right to left across your radio, are the gold helmets of Muskegon Catholic Central. Two men backfield to the right, wing to the left. It's a handoff to Tommy Scott. Devin Lemansky can't bring him down there. He gets the corner, bring it down by Josh Shelkey at the 15-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Forced out of bounds, actually going to mark him down to the 14-yard line. It's going to be a 5-yard gain now, or a 10-yard gain, excuse me.
I was going to say
a
9-yard gain, Clark.
And it's 2nd and 5 now.
Yeah, again, Muskegon loading up with wing flankers on the left side. Two running backs in the backfield. They fake to the right and end up running Tommy Scott to that loaded left side of the field. And he makes just gets out of the reach of Devin Lemanski, a diving tackler, and gets the corner and turns out a nice gain, making second down manageable, just 5 yards to go.
Man in motion to the right, a little bit of high snap. Martinez going to keep it for himself, and he gets all the way down across the 10, and he's going to be stopped at about the 8 yard line by Josh Schelke. And it's going to be having a first down, a 6 yard gain, and a first down by about a half of a yard. First and goal for Muskegon Catholic now.
Yeah, and they bring a receiver in motion from the slot across the line of scrimmage, and not sure if he was supposed to take the handoff or not. The snap was very high. Martinez did a good job of corralling it and then followed that man in motion through the hole and did a nice job to get a first down. Now 8 yards to go. 8 yards to go to the end zone now for the Crusaders.
Three men in the backfield, a wide T formation, and they try and come around the left side there. And Harbor Beach jumps out. Tyler Vollmering jumps out of his tackle and stops Blake Sanford, the running back. He's 5'8" senior, in his tracks and gets about a 1 yard gain down to the 7. Second and goal to go.
Yeah, it was just wasn't that long ago. Tyler Vollmering was on the sideline getting his ankle worked on. Good to see him jump back right into the action now and make a tackle for no gain.
And now the tight end for MCC, number 24, Savion Thompson, comes out with, looks like appeared to be a rolled ankle, so he's going to have a seat. As Martinez, the backup quarterback here for MCC, holding the reins currently, handoff to Tommy Scott. Josh Elke gets his hand on him, and he's brought down at about the 3 yard line for a 4 yard gain. Now third down, goal to go from the 3, 7-0 MCC knocking on the door again, 6.5 to go before halftime.
Yeah, good penetration there by Harbor Beach. Josh Schelke reads that play, but remember, he's playing deep safety, so it takes him a little bit of time to get in on the play. Josh Schelke hits him first. Devin Lemanski cleans it up now. 2 yards to go, a long two, maybe a short three left into the end zone. This is four down territory for the Crusaders, though.
And we have a timeout called by MCC. That's their second of the first half with 6:02 remaining in the second quarter. It's MCC 7, Harbor Beach nothing on the WLAW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
It's a third and goal to go from about the 2.5 yard line of Harbor Beach. MCC with the ball, leading 7-0 over the Pirates. As now we have confirmed the starting quarterback for MCC, Nick Holt, is now on crutches on the sideline as backup quarterback Martinez in doing the duties. T formation, Martinez under center, hands it off to number 22, trying to come around the left end, and he hits a line at about the 1 yard line, and Harbor Beach stops him short of the end zone. Blake Sanford, your ball carrier, and Dalton Oakey makes the stop at the 1 yard line, sets up a fourth and goal to go from the 1 yard line.
Wow, it's way too early to say this could be the ball game, Clark, but if Harbor Beach can keep them out of the end zone, this is a whole nother game now for Harbor Beach. The big difference from having the ball down one score and having the ball down two scores is a lot. MCC used to playing in the lead. We want Harbor Beach trying to keep them out of their comfort zone. Big fourth down stand here coming up for Harbor Beach. 1 yard to go.
Everyone in the box. Martinez trying to get in, and he is going to be shy on the first effort. Do they get in on the second? The end zone, the sideline judge says he is in. Touchdown, MCC. It's 13-0. Muskegon Catholic Central over Harbor Beach. 5:20 left here in the second quarter.
That's all Christian Martinez there. Harbor Beach stops the initial quarterback sneak surge, but he rolls around on top the pile and extends the football across the goal line just enough and steals a touchdown for the Crusaders. Up now 13-0, extra point on the way.
Trying to make this 14-0. Number 21, your kicker, Griffin Seymour, long snapper. Oh, is ready to go here. Number 9 is the holder, Zach Houston. And looks like we have a little bit of a offsides in Harbor Beach before that one was off. So we're re-kicking this one.